prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we'll be performing the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Rob Regish. And then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. Bruce Hollis. There's been a study that's gone viral on the internet about how vitamin D may actually keep prostate cancer from becoming aggressive and progressing. And we're going to be talking directly to the author about that study later in the show, of course. Just a reminder that Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American EFX. Go to website superhumanradio.com to learn more about All American Pharmaceuticals and All American EFX products. Rob Regish, how the hell are you?
I'm doing great, brother. I'll be even better when you talk to me next Tuesday, hopefully, because Monday I go back to my doc to see if my CK levels have normalized. But, you know, 5 weeks after the fact, February 21st, the workout, they were still above the normal range. But for once, I'm hoping to be normal.
Did you answer the question about creatine today? I didn't look at all the questions, so I don't want to ask you
that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a great question about creatine and creatinine, the relationship, et cetera.
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about that later. Then. Very good. Very good. Okay. So before we get started, anything special going on with Progenidrex or Synthogen or Tranquilogen or anything else that you're introducing right now?
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. This is the last day to get in on 20% off Tranquilogen. You can do that by going to my website, coachrobregish.com, clicking on the TQ banner ad, and in the voucher section of the secure order form, enter this code, 20% off TQ. And if you throw SHR in the end of that, we will throw in two sample packs, one for your significant other and one for a friend. What that gets you is 20% off your order, no limit on the number of bottles, free shipping in the continental United States, and 20% off shipping on your international orders, too. So if you've never tried it, now's the time.
And it's the numbers, 20 and the percent sign, or they have to write out the word 20%, or does it matter?
No, it's 20% off TQ. I think either way, though, Mass is not a mechanized company like a lot of these big companies. Your order is hand-processed, so they'll get the message.
That's really good. Okay, the first question comes from longtime listener Dan Rollins. He says, I have a friend who's thinking of taking insulin for bodybuilding purposes show preparation. He's getting it from an internet source. Is this a good idea? Also, what about using berberine on off days, 4 days a week? I read something about it raising liver enzymes with chronic administration, so there's my rationale.
Yeah. Well, to be clear, fooling around with insulin is a bad idea, as in really bad. The psychology goes like this. Insulin is a powerful hormone for muscle growth. Some say the most powerful. The only problem with this is if you inject too much and or don't get carbs when you need them, you die. Death doesn't come decades later, years later, or even weeks later. It's fast as in minutes if you screw up. Now, I can honestly tell you, I've learned almost every lesson the hard way in this game. And let's face it, you know, it's common for people in our subculture to push the limit. This isn't one that you want to learn the hard way on, so stay away. As to berberine on off days, at least one study has shown AMP-activated protein kinase, or AMPK, was increased a half hour, right, after exposure to berberine, and the increase was maintained for at least 16 hours in cells. So in muscle cells, AMPK activation increases fatty acid oxidation. In English, you burn more fat. Now, yeah, this was a rat study, but based on that, it appears there's an acute effect, and therefore occasional use, I would say, is plausible.
Okay, I gotta chime in about the insulin. Okay, I know a lot of guys use insulin for bodybuilding purposes, and it's treated with a very, very cavalier attitude. What's going on, Rob?
No, I'm good.
Okay,
I just had to move.
It's treated with cavalier attitude. It should not be treated with a cavalier attitude. When my father was still alive, 6 years ago, and he was in a rehabilitation center trying to recover from a really, really bad bout of C. diff. They had to give him intravenous antibiotics. This was out in Scottsdale, Arizona. I met a woman named Valentina Salas. Her husband was a guy named Keith Salas. Any of you from Arizona may know who he was. He was an up-and-coming bodybuilder with an amazing physique. She came home one day and found Keith on the floor. He had gone into a complete irreversible coma because he took the wrong dose of insulin and didn't get his carbs fast enough. Yeah. What's worse than dying is ending up like Keith. I still get emails from Valentina Salas 6 years later. The poor girl has been fighting to stay above water while she cares for Keith. He's been in a medical facility for 6 years now. I met him. I sat in front of him. I tried to talk to him. There was nothing going on in his head anymore. He's gone. His body is alive, but his brain is gone. That's what diabetic coma can do. And that's what you give yourself when you give yourself insulin and don't eat right. And you may hear a lot of people say, well, for every IU of Humalog, you have to have this many grams of carbohydrates. That may work for 90% of the people, but it may not work for some 10% of the people who end up killing themselves or ending up in comas. I got to believe there's a better way than using insulin.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, when you and I are the voice of reason, how scary is that?
I know. I mean, I never ever thought of using insulin. Look, I've taken some insane doses of performance enhancing drugs. You know, I mean, I wanted to see what it was like to do 2 grams of test, 1 gram of Deca, and a handful of D-ball and Anadrol a day. And I did that. And you know what? I wouldn't fool with insulin. Yeah. So that should tell you something, right? Okay.
Says it all.
The next question is from Octopus Tree. He says, hey, just a thought on Rob's rhabdo. Friend of mine had her husband end up in ICU from kidney failure due to an overdose of creatine, which flooded the body with creatinine. Could the amount of creatine Rob has been taking have a role in this? Are you taking creatine?
No. And I'll get into that in a little bit. But for clarity's sake, creatine is converted to creatinine in the body. And supplementation with large doses of creatine may falsely elevate creatinine concentrations. 5 studies have reported measures of renal function, kidney function, after acute creatine ingestion, and 4 after chronic ingestion. All of these studies were completed in young, healthy adult populations. Following acute ingestion, 4 to 5 days, of large amounts of creatine, creatinine concentrations increased slightly, but not to a clinically significant degree. Creatinine is also only minimally affected by longer creatine supplementation times, up to 5 to 6 years. Here are some creatine, or some kidney warning signs, rather, that I can share. If your urine is ever dark, and I'm not talking deep yellow, I'm talking cola colored, get to the ER immediately. Acute renal failure is what it's called, can also occur due to the following: traumatic injury with a lot of blood loss, sudden reduction of blood flow to the kidneys, a severe infection such as sepsis, obstruction of urine flow like with an enlarged prostate, and damage from certain drugs or toxins. The most important thing is to stay well hydrated. Of all the things that can help, water is the most important. If you ever need to push the water, make sure to have plenty of flavorings on hand. Adding lemon or lime is best. Flavoring with stevia helps too. You know, in an emergency, I would even say, you know, use the flavored waters with artificial ingredients. With respect to supplementation, coenzyme Q10, milk thistle, trans-resveratrol, alpha-lipoic acid, and sesamin are all clinically supported interventions. So I hope that helps, brother. It's a great question, but no, I'm not using creatine now. I'll be honest, I never got much out of creatine, certainly not like what other guys are talking about. Creatine, as we'll find out later, there's a growing body of research which speaks to the fact that it can elevate testosterone levels. And this is in healthy young men. Well, you know, I'm on HRT, so that base is covered. Which is not to say I'll never take it, but
Dr. Jeff Galini came on the show several weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, to talk about creatinine, okay? And he said that creatine can go bad on the shelf and convert to creatinine or creatinine. And that could be a problem because you're actually ingesting creatinine, but the conversion of creatine to creatinine in the body is not as big of a problem as one would think. In fact, you can get higher levels of creatinine to accumulate in the body from overcooking your meat. Because overcooking meat like pork and beef will convert more of the creatine in the beef and the pork to creatinine. And so he talked about the importance of not overcooking red meats and especially meats high in, that are known to be high in creatine, which are tuna, pork, beef, and so on. So
it's not
supplementing with creatine won't elevate creatinine unless the creatine has gone bad on the shelf and turned into creatinine on the shelf.
I do get good results from his crealkaline, and I know because it's part of creanabolin, which was kind of the forerunner to Synthogen. Now, I don't get, you know, the 2 to 3 pounds on the scale I get from monohydrate. What I do get is a noticeable increase in work capacity. So he's got a great thing there, man. It's what, 1/10. You can take 1/10 of the dose of monohydrate.
Yeah. It's actually 1.5 grams compared to loading with 5 grams 4 times a day.
Yeah.
It's really good. I've been using it and I can definitely tell you that I see a difference. Let's get this last question in real quick before the break. Eric Melman says, do you recommend an EDT superset of squats and stiff leg deadlifts? Also, I'm going to schedule an appointment to get blood testing for hormone levels, but is there something specific I should ask for?
Yeah, you have the general idea right, Eric, but balancing a quad dominant movement with a hip dominant movement, that's what I was getting at. Now, I supersetted these back in the day with great success, but it's also how I first hurt my back. I lasted a good 7 months until the pain was too much, and that's when I mustered up the guts to consult a chiropractor, which opened up a new door to Gainesville, but that's another story for another time. Much depends here on whether or not your lower back can take the pounding. If you think you're up for it, I'd suggest a variation of the deadlift and not the full range movement. Romanian deads fit the bill nicely here, as the bar is only brought to just below your knees. Your best bet, maybe instead to use the glute ham bridge or schedule the deadlift, ideally the trap bar, for another day. Now, the point is, make sure to choose at least one exercise that works the glutes, hams, and lower back posterior chain without any vertical compression of the spine. The reverse hyper glute ham bridges and the conventional 45-degree hyperextension are solid picks. With respect to hormone levels, I'd recommend looking at total testosterone, free test, and estrogen. Now, you can test for cortisol, yes, but it's not really indicative of what's going on. Levels over 24 hours are a much better representation, and credit to Aaron Mackin for pointing that out to me. If you're going to do this, you also want to ask for a CBC or a complete blood count. I would be surprised if the doctor doesn't suggest this, but your query about testosterone will likely puzzle the doc a little bit. So be prepared to explain why. You're tired all the time. You have no libido. You've lost your competitive drive, and throw in subpar erections for good measure. It might raise some eyebrows at the insurance company, but it's your right to ask. Rights are like muscles. If you don't exercise them once in a while, you lose them.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got a question coming from Greg Geldart. So you're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour here at Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Makers of Mass Pro Synthogen. Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's Michael's Health.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of creatine. Alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD. And neither should you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Colin Hall.
Seal.
Yeah.
Mike down. Oh. Mike down. Down. Holla at your boy, baby.
Holla at your boy, baby. Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish and myself, Coach Carl Lenore. No, I'm not a coach.
You'd be a great coach.
Oh, please. Could you kidding me, Coach?
I don't you got as much or more.
I don't have the I don't have the patience. Listen to this. Elisa just booked an interview with a guy who's doing a triathlon all by himself. 2,000 kilometers in 12 days. He's going from the tip of Africa to Monaco. I think Monaco or Morocco, or I don't know, but he's doing 2,000 kilometers in 12 days. He's going to be on the show to talk about how he trains for this and everything. It's going to be pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. The next question comes from Greg Geldart. He says, hey, Coach, two-part question. Are test boosters really necessary? And second, give us your legit current supplement regimen. Thanks.
You know, it's tough to put a stake in the ground on T boosters, but I'll try. I laughed when I saw the word legit supplement regimen. There isn't a fake one. This is legit. This is going to be a long answer, so settle in for a spell if you're interested. I do feel testosterone boosters and HRT are necessary for those in need. But the category, especially test boosters, is way overplayed. I see kids in their 20s taking T boosters, test boosters, which is outrageous in my opinion. You can save yourself a ton of money by getting a simple test for total and free testosterone either through your doctor or ZRTlab.com. They make both a blood spot and a saliva testing. Highly recommend the blood spot. Let's say you drop $50 or a little more every month on a test booster. That's going to cover the cost of a blood test less with insurance. And you'll know once and for all if you are in need of a test booster in the first place. Contrast that with spending $50 a month or more. Some of them I've seen are up around $75-$80 for a bottle on the test booster du jour for years on end, like some guys do. There's no comparison. Where people are getting confused is mistaking these products' aphrodisiac properties with their test levels. There are some excellent supplements that boost sex drive. Tribulus, Tonkat Ali, aka Long Jacks, Maca, etc. All of them fall into that category. That doesn't mean they boost tests, though.
Right.
So please don't confuse the two. If you're not willing to get the blood work done, at least lay a solid foundation, meaning ensure zinc intake is adequate, 25 to 30 milligrams a day of aspirate, citrate, or picolinate. Forget this oxide nonsense. 200 to 400 milligrams of the same bioavailable forms of magnesium. One squirt, 4,000 IU a day of Primal D, vitamin D. And believe it or not, 5 grams of creatine a day. There's a growing body of research, as I mentioned before, showing creatine boosts testosterone even in healthy young men. If you're going to do it over the counter, I would highly suggest transdermal DHEA. The reason for that is simple. There are enzymes in the skin that preferentially convert DHEA to testosterone, whereas orally it's a crapshoot as to what it's going to convert to. And of course, there's always HRT through your doctor. With respect to my current supplement regimen, here we go. All right, so I wake up, and it's usually 60 milligrams of ephedrine hydrochloride or ephedra equivalent, plus caffeine from green tea, inclusive of EGCG, and or 1 level teaspoon of pine pollen extract. Pine pollen is so nutrient dense, vitamin mineral wise, I rarely use multivitamins or minerals anymore. I also have a smoothie almost daily, inclusive of kale, spinach, mixed berries, Greek yogurt, plus 25 to 30 grams of Mass Pro Whey. A squirt of Primal D after my shower and I'm ready to go. Two caps of Tranquilogen a day are mandatory for all the health benefits curcumin and rhodiola impart. Daily use of Synthogen, as it covers so much of what other products claim to do. You know, it's got your branched chain aminos, essential aminos, glucose disposal agents, et cetera, et cetera. As I said before, I get marginal benefits from creatine, and my test levels are optimal given my HRT. Nighttime, 6 to 9 milligrams of melatonin and 3 caps of ZMA at night. 5 grams of GABA when I get up to use the bathroom in the middle of the night. It's not if these days, it's when. I cycle in specialty items like kratom, colostrum, unadulterated ant extract lately to experiment. To be perfectly honest, I take so much stuff, it's a full-time job.
Huh.
You know, I mean, I'm sitting here with the tackle box. I'm constantly tinkering with new products because a big part of my job is formulating these days. Like it or not, I'm a walking experiment of sorts. Now, some people self-righteously assert that this is risky behavior. These same people think nothing of smoking, drinking, not getting blood work done regularly, and getting most of their nutrition from the Keebler elves. To these people, I say, let's talk about risk. The poor guard at the back of the Brinks truck didn't realize how much risk $100,000 in rolled coins carried. He was crushed to death when the driver slammed on the brakes. So there you go, Greg.
You know, it's really interesting as far as what people think is risky, isn't it? Like you said, these same people will also go into their doctor and ask for a drug that they saw advertised on TV that has a myriad of negative effects just so they are not constipated anymore. I mean, they have a drug out there for people who are constipated. I can't think of the name of it. I just saw the ad last night. It's like, how about fiber and more fat in your diet? You want to go to the bathroom more? Add fiber and fat to your diet, and you will be going regularly. Let's take a drug that causes yeast infections, internal bleeding, diabetes. Let's take that because you can't poop. Come on.
And you know what else I get a lot is, well, you don't know what the long-term effects are.
Yeah.
You know what the long-term effects are. I said, well, okay. But that's also true of the prescription drugs that you take. And we do know the long-term effects of that McCheeseburger that you're eating.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So, I don't know. Some people, huh?
Everybody's got their own poison. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with a question from John Tatum. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more. We'll be right back.
From the makers of MassPro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of AuraMD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the AuraMD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but AuraMD, and neither should you.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Break it. Welcome back. Break it. That's Alvin and the Chipmunks. Use it, break it, fix it, crash it, Later in the show, at the top of the hour, Dr. Bruce Hollis, the author of the report, the study that's gone viral on the internet, linking vitamin D to not only slowing but possibly reversing prostate cancer, will be on the show to address his research. Right now we're talking with Coach Rob Regish. We're talking about your questions as Rob answers listener questions. And he, as you can hear, he's on it in the Batmobile right now. I can hear that the fan of something spinning over there. Okay. So one thing I want to mention about test boosters real quick. The FDA recently came out and said that they're going to be requiring warnings be put on testosterone gels, injections, and so on. You can bet your life that if test boosters work in raising testosterone, the next group of supplements that will receive some sort of warning will be testosterone boosters. So
yeah.
just watch. You'll find out which ones work and which ones don't very shortly. Because the ones that don't carry a warning are meaningless. And there's another classification of test boosters out there. And I learned this from Dr. Jeff Galini. There are those that use phytoandrogens that appear to be like testosterone to the body and have an affinity to the androgen receptor, but are not necessarily testosterone. They impart a testosterone-like effect. So they're not raising your testosterone. They're adding to your testosterone in a different way. So watch what happens as the FDA moves down this path of labeling testosterone, what happens with test boosters? Watch next. You heard it here. Okay, John Tatum, what are your thoughts on Tomcat Alley? I've tried various extracts, none of which I've been impressed with. It's supposed to be a testosterone booster. Before you answer, I have to say that you made a great point at the beginning of the last answer. And that is, just because something raises libido doesn't mean it's influencing testosterone. And in the case of these types of herbals, a lot of times they affect the plumbing to the private parts, the prostate and the seminal tract. When you stimulate those things, you become aroused without testosterone going up. Think of this. Men know what a prostate massage is, right?
Yeah.
That can arouse you, but that has nothing to do with raising testosterone, okay?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. Tomcat, a.k.a. Uricoma longifolia or long jacks, what have you, is native to Indonesia, Malaysia, and to a lesser extent, Thailand. It's also known under the name Penawar Pahi. And translated, that means bitter medicine. And God, is it bitter. If you've ever used the bulk powders. Its use was popularized in this country by BioTest and their Red Cat product. And it was later incorporated into other test boosters. If you look closely, though, at the studies, it gives a slight boost to testosterone if you're 50 or older and you have pre-existing low test. In men with normal levels, though, that are under 50, it doesn't appear to do much. Now, where I do think it adds value is in boosting free testosterone along with libido. The free test is based on my labs and mine alone. The aphrodisiac effect, though, is more universally reported and widely accepted. Buying Tomcat is a dicey proposition, as most extracts you see for sale are fakes, and there's an easy way to tell. You can usually tell by the color. If you've got a brown powder, dark brown, it's likely a fake. The correct color is light yellow, which is also true of the root, by the way. I found this out when I experimented with a 201 extract I bought off of Amazon and a 201 I got directly from an overseas supplier. Now, both were bitter as hell. But the brown stuff from Amazon was a complete waste. Zilch, did nothing. The yellowish 201, though, was noticeable, as in my libido got a big boost, and that was after taking 500 milligrams. Blood work is the only way to know for sure. I wish I could do it on every product that I take, but if I did, I would be broke. I'd be really broke. So there's my two cents, Jim.
Yeah, and I'm with you on this. The a lot of these things don't necessarily raise testosterone, but they have an effect that people will assume is testosterone. This is, you have something here that says a great tip comes from the courtesy of Matt Ehrman.
Yeah, you know, this, instead of a question, I learned something from a listener. It's a great example of...
I got to say something. If you would listen to the show once in a while, you would have learned this on Casual Friday about 6 months ago.
Oh, so man, I can't listen to all.
We talked about this 6 months ago. Well, actually, it was in the end of 2014, I want to say. We talked about the fact that if you cook potatoes, boil potatoes, let them cool and then put them in the refrigerator overnight and then eat them the following day, it converts almost all of the amylose, which is the starch, to amylopectin, which is fiber. And this is true of any starchy carbohydrate. If you cook pasta overnight, cook it on a Monday, put it in the refrigerator Monday night and eat it on a Tuesday, you'll convert more of the starch to fiber. This is also true of rice. It's also true of any type of potato. It's even true of yams, which are already high in fiber and low in amylose. So what happened was, somebody put two and two together. So the original research was done on potatoes and promoted on potatoes. And someone did put two and two together and said, hey, you know, it'll work on rice too. And it does. And it'll work on any starchy carbohydrate. And quite frankly, I think it'll work on fruit, by the way. So yeah. Just keep that to yourself. Don't tell anybody. We know that. But the odd thing is that, a certain fella on the internet who I have a lot of respect for as a marketing genius, who now adds coconut oil to just about everything and anything, said you need to cook the rice in coconut oil, boil the rice and add coconut oil to it and then put it in the refrigerator. And I'm doing some research to see if that's actually enhancing something. I just don't understand how adding any edible oil to it would make it convert even more amylose to amylopectin. But I'm going to find out because this particular person is putting coconut oil in everything and selling his own virgin coconut oil. So
I feel like Sean Kinnersfield. He listens to every episode of SHR, but the poor guy's like 50 episodes behind. Here's the big question though for you. Do you practice this?
Yes, regularly. So okay. I, but not even on purpose. You know, I'll boil my chicken on a Sunday and I'll bake my, sweet potatoes on a Sunday. And then they go in the fridge Sunday night and those sweet potatoes are converting more amylose to amylopectin. And we've been doing that with potatoes since we talked about it end of last year on Casual Friday. And we do it with rice regularly. Now we don't always do it with rice. Here's the reason that the rice, we don't do it with the rice. And this might be why the fella said add coconut oil. Is because if you boil rice and then put it in the fridge, the next day it sucks. It doesn't taste as good. So I can see why the coconut oil would give it a little slipperiness so it doesn't cake together and become like this hard clump of pebbles, because that's what happens to it. But reheating it a little bit with just a tiny bit of water changes that anyway. But yes, I do it, but I've been doing it for years, but not on purpose. Because of convenience, because I prepare my food twice a week.
Yeah. The experiment that I read, they did it with pasta, not potatoes, but clearly it works on both. And just for clarity's sake, this is lowering insulin release by no small amount, over 50%. So in his words, and he's right, this is a potential game changer for a lot of people. And if anything puts a dent into obesity in this country and around the world, it's going to be something like this.
Yeah. No, I like it a lot. I like it a lot. Some of us have been using it without knowing it and wondering why we're getting the better results that we're getting. And it could possibly be because we're refrigerating a lot of starchy foods after we cook them. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got a really, really profound blueprint tip of the day, the power of forgiveness. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour here at Superhuman Radio Network. Visit CoachRobRegish.com today. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole triazole testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Bananas. 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 Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay with us through the top of the hour, especially if you're a guy, you're worried about prostate cancer. The blueprint tip of the day is the power of forgiveness.
Yeah, and you know, some of what I'm going to relay here isn't easy to talk about. It does illustrate, though, how forgiving, if not forgetting, can help heal not just you, but both parties. So I was an introvert most of my life. It's just who I was. I internalized everything. And based on my experiences, there are a lot of us in this camp out there. Unfortunately, it all came out one day during my first episode of Rhabdo. We've all heard the story already. It's not worth going into, but the damage it did affects me to this very day. I've always had a knack for taking guff from people. You know, it just rolled off my shoulders, or so it seemed. And seeing this, the insurance folks taught me how to further refine it as a skill set. Now, my job was to take heat from the IBMs and the Lockheed Martins of the world. And that's not easy, being screamed at all day. All right. Now, privately, I had thoughts of bringing these people to the beach, burying them up to their necks in sand, dousing their heads in gasoline, and then setting them on fire. Well, I sung happy birthday to him. I couldn't act on these thoughts, of course, but I developed ways to verbally expose people or hurt them. There was one insurance lady who confused kindness with weakness. It's a mistake she never made again. I was in a big meeting. She kept hammering her point over and over about what I should do next time XYZ happened. So I finally looked at her and I said, I've acknowledged your point 3 times already. Did you not understand that, or is it something else? Her manager was in the meeting, and she, along with everyone else, got what something else meant. I didn't need to say another word. The next one was the big one, though. My dad and I got into it one day over me doing laundry over at his house. He was sitting on a love seat, and he started to get up during the course of our argument, at which point I put my hand on his shoulder, pushed him back down, and said, "Sit down, boss. It's your turn to listen." At this point, he turns to my mother, and he says, "Call the police." I said, "Good. Make sure you call an ambulance, too, because you're going to need it." I'll never forget how his jaw dropped. So I told my son, Maximus, to gather his things because we had to leave. My father spoke with my mom behind closed doors for a few minutes while we were getting our stuff together. And then he came out with his hands in his bathroom, and he was looking at the floor when he said, no, you can stay. There won't be any problems. So a week later, a few weeks later, I felt really bad about things, right? I was always taught to respect my elders, so it weighed heavily on me. So I drove over to see him one day, and I apologized. He forgave me, and I will never forget what he said. He said, "I accept your apology. Let's just put this behind us and move forward. I love you." And that's from a guy who doesn't say "I love you" much. My dad accepting that apology made a world of difference. The tension between us had been so thick, you know, you could cut it with the proverbial knife. That made it better in an instant. I found it was like the weight of my world came off my shoulders. I felt a profound sense of relief. If you are ever in a position to forgive someone, please do. Because the anger and the hate that you feel inside eats up a lot of energy. It also releases massive amounts of cortisol, which ravages your muscle tissue. So if nothing else, think of that. Here's the bottom line. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness belongs to the strong.
Okay, I this is really uncanny because just this morning I had this conversation with a friend of mine at the gym. He is a former Vietnam veteran. He has PTSD, and he has lots of demons that he deals with. And this morning we were talking, and you know he hadn't been able to sleep well. He said he's been dealing with some issues, and one of the issues is that his dad was really, 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 really mean to him. I mean, beat him all the time and did a lot of nasty things to him. And it came out that he probably wasn't really his father, which I take as his mother must have had an affair and had a baby with this somebody else, and so he has siblings that belong to the father, but he probably doesn't belong to the father, and the father probably realized that and mistreated him. And he told me a story about how he's been trying to find good things about his father to connect to his father's memory so that he could forgive his father so he can get past this. And he said, you know, I was thinking about when my father took me fishing, and then I realized that we stopped at the store to get food, and when we went to get food, he bought himself lunch, but he didn't buy me anything to eat. And in fact, later that day, when we were fishing, he ate his lunch and he didn't even ask me if I was hungry. He says, I was preschool. I was probably about 5 years old at the time. He says, and I remember that. And he said, and those are the kind of things he did to me when he wasn't physically abusive. And he said, I am having such a hard time forgiving him. And I think there also comes a time in life when you can't forgive somebody because of whatever. You can't forgive them. You've tried. You've really, really dug down deep and looked for ways to forgive people, and you can't. You have to remember that forgiveness is a social construct. And it's something that we attribute as a virtue. The ability to forgive is a virtue. But we can't always forgive somebody who was so terrible to us that forgiving them just doesn't make us feel better. And in those cases, you don't have to forgive the person. In fact, you can say to yourself, they were a horrible person, but you have to let go of the anger somehow. Whatever that is, if you have to sit down in your head and beat them up in your head once and for all. When I was in therapy, my therapist, Jerry Katz, taught me a secret that I use to this day. That when I can't get over something, I hold a funeral for it. I sit there and I imagine this thing or this person has passed and they're gone, and I watch them float up into heaven and they're gone. And wow. And it actually works for me because I've been doing it since I was in my 20s. But that's how I – so what I want to say is this. If you have the strength and the ability to forgive because there is more good in that person than bad for you, and you will be able to forgive them, then that's good. But if you have somebody that there was much more bad in your relationship than good, and forgiveness is just an impossibility – you must let it go somehow. You must get over it. If it's okay not to like somebody. It's okay to realize that that person was not a good person. If that's what it takes to let it go. So I just don't, yeah. I don't want people out there who have tried to address forgiveness for somebody who was a horrible, horrible person to them and they just can't forgive. You're not weak in that situation. You just need to find another coping mechanism, but you do have to let it go because they are still having power on you.
Yeah, it is not a sign of weakness. In fact, it's a sign of strength. So, like I said, if you're in a position, forgive someone. You know, just let it go.
Yes. If you can't forgive them completely, the first choice is to forgive them. If you can't forgive them, then you have to find another way around it. But you don't want them to have power over you forever and ever. I think that's all good advice. Thank you so much, Rob.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's great being here.
We'll see you next Tuesday for another Blueprint Power Hour, right?
My militia group says it's time to move anyway.
There you go. All right. We'll see you later. All right. So this is what I'm going to tell you to do. Stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about how vitamin D may not only stall and stop the progression of prostate cancer, but in some cases, perhaps even reverse it. You're listening to the Blueprint. I'm sorry. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. The magic of vitamin D continues to unfold as my next guest joins us, Dr. Bruce Hollis, to talk about a recent paper that he published looking at the role of vitamin D in the progression halting the progression of less aggressive forms of prostate cancer. How you doing, Dr. Hollis?
I'm fine. I'm getting over suffering from a cold, but other than that, I'm fine.
There you go. There you go. The springtime is here. This is the last cold you'll have until next year. There you go.
Hopefully, yes.
All right. So let's talk about your paper. What question were you trying to, or questions were you trying to answer with this research?
Well, over the last, I mean, we've been studying vitamin D and cancer primarily. I've done studies, observational studies, they call them, with the Harvard School of Public Health in their health professional study. And basically, those types of studies, they have samples banked, blood samples banked from physicians and nurses over a long period of time. And every year they collect information about these people. As time goes on, some of them get sick, some pass away. They have complete medical records. They have blood samples banked in Boston. And that's a lot of these studies you see come out of Boston for not just cancer and vitamin D, but a lot of things. So they started looking at some of the epidemiology of associations of how much vitamin D individuals will have in their blood and what happens to them. What kind of cancers do they get? Does it have an impact on their survival? And one of the cancers that they looked at was prostate cancer over the years, as well as colon cancer and several other cancers. But prostate cancer always appeared on the radar as a very interesting case. And it makes prostate cancer also very interesting to study, as I said in these lectures, It's one cancer where men, it creeps up on you. Men are diagnosed, and oftentimes the physician will say, well, you have a low-grade prostate cancer. Let's just watch it for a year and see what happens. It's called active surveillance. And also the prostate gland is a very vitamin D sensitive gland. And so in this particular study, which was actually put together by a colleague of mine, Sebastiano Gattoni-Celli, who is an oncologist at our university here, and his study. So he came over and he said, well, if you're using vitamin D in some studies we are doing on women's health, let's look at it in these prostate patients going through the medical center, urology care, and see if say 4,000 units a day in these active surveillance patients, with low grade prostate cancer at the end of a year, if there's any change, and it's a really great population to study because active surveillance means that they're basically not doing anything to these guys except waiting for a year to see what happens. And at the end of that year, they do a biopsy to see if it's gotten worse or better. So we decided and got approval to give these patients 4,000 units of vitamin D per day. And it was an interventional trial, meaning anybody could be in it. It wasn't randomized where people, some get it and some don't. Everybody who wanted to be in this got it. And then they were followed for a year and, you know, published pretty, I mean, the result basically surprised everybody, is that we had about a 60% reduction in the cancer, by biopsy. Some aggressiveness and some cancers disappeared. Some got worse, as you would predict. But a lot of them just seemed to get better. So it didn't require any further treatment up to that point.
Okay, so now these were less aggressive because it would be irresponsible to take someone who has, what is it called, the Gleason scale or something like that?
Yeah, it's a Gleason scale that combines, it basically tells you the aggressiveness of your prostate
cancer. Where were they on the Gleason scale?
They were six or less.
Okay. And so it would be irresponsible to take somebody who is in the Gleason scale of predictability that this will progress and say, hey, we're going to watch it for a year and give you vitamin D because you're really putting them at great risk. But would it be fair to assume that those who have the more progressive or more aggressive forms of prostate cancer might see some benefits maybe from vitamin D as a dual therapy along with maybe chemo and radiation?
I can't, you know, we get a lot of blowback when I made this presentation and you to present this in the news. Of course, news organizations will call you and interview you, get your perspective, and then they'll call a quote expert some other place, okay? Usually an oncologist, radiation oncologist, or a urologist, and they'll, you know, basically, for lack of other words, rip you a new one.
Right.
Okay, how's this guy, you know, how can you say this? And I have never said in any of this that you should do this and ignore your urologist.
Right.
Basically, what we're saying is do this treatment. It's harmless. I mean, there is no harm that we've ever seen side effects in doing this. And to be frank with you, 4,000 IUs per day is really a pretty low dose.
That's nothing. I mean, I personally use a topical vitamin D because something that I do about 12,000 IUs a day of that, and I watch my blood, and I generally am in the 60 to 70. I want to say, what is it, nanogram?
Nanograms per ml. Yeah, yeah, that's there's one thing about, we talk about pharmacology. So 4,000 units of vitamin D a day is just normal human physiology. I mean, that's what humans can make in the sun easy.
Right.
You know, when you're talking about pharmacology, now you're talking about doses greater than 20,000 or 50,000 per day.
Right.
And if I have very active prostate cancer, I mean, how does that compare to the other drugs that your chemotherapeutic agents would be given, which is, it doesn't.
Right.
It's not toxic, okay? I don't see and I'll give you my most interesting, and this happens to be my best friend, okay, who's also a vitamin D researcher, and this this happened about, well, it was in 2004, and he yearly was being monitored for PSA, and I'm monitored yearly for PSA. I don't think it's worthless. I mean, it has its problems, but in this particular, a lot of false positives, a lot of guys get biopsied, probably don't need it, but, and there's, you know, there's issues with biopsy and prostate infection, so there's right. no, there are risks.
Right.
So this friend of mine, he's being followed, his PSA starts to rise, and he goes into his community urologist, and he says, my PSAs are going up, I'm a little concerned here. And, so the urologist does a biopsy on him and comes back negative. So, you know, 6 months later, he has another PSA run and it's gone up. It's doubled again. And it's doubled again. And, he goes back into the same urologist and said, I'm still concerned. The guy, you know, guy says, you're just being, you know, ridiculous. And he biopsies him again and still nothing comes
right,
back.
Right.
And then he goes, you know, he talks to me, and I said, well, you know, you're fairly close to the Mayo Clinic. Why don't you go up there? So they think he might have a prostate infection. It's not. So they do right. what they call a saturation biopsy, find 80% of his gland infiltrated with a Gleason 9 tumor.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Oh, wow.
So he goes up, has a radical prostatectomy. You know, I come back, I'm just, you know, I can't believe it. I go to my urology guys here. I said, I'm going to give you a hypothetical case. Tell me what's going to happen. And so I tell him, and he said, he's got 2 years. Okay. He'll be gone. So here it is. So that now it's, this is 2004. It's 2015. This guy's still going strong. Okay. He's on the standard Lupron. But he started taking 10,000 units of vitamin D right off the bat.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's interesting. He goes up, he gets his scans, he's got what they call biochemical disease, meaning they can detect PSA, but they can't find anything on these scans that they run on him. Okay? And he keeps telling the oncologist, you know, I take the vitamin D, and the guy goes, that's not it. I love that.
They just totally ignore these other
things. They totally ignore it, but in the same breath, they say, don't stop doing it.
Right, right. Isn't that terrible? Oh.
I mean, it is. It's, and like I said, some of these interviews I did after this presentation, twice I got, you know, by people who just basically say, well, vitamin D is like vitamin A and, you know, beta carotene and vitamin C.
Okay, wait a minute. Beta carotene is not vitamin A. That shows me, I know they don't know what they're talking about. But what does that mean? Vitamin D is basically like vitamin A.
It's a vitamin.
Big deal. Vitamin A is used to differentiate stem cells and stem cell research.
That's not the only, what they mean is, okay, we've been through all these with all these other things, selenium, vitamin C, and there's one big difference, okay? With those compounds, deficiencies are known. Vitamin A is night blindness. Vitamin C is scurvy, you know, beriberi for other vitamins. We know what those, and so we don't have, by no way, shape, or form do we have a vitamin A deficiency problem in this country. Okay, we probably have a way over an excess, nor vitamin C deficiency.
Right.
And what those in those days they thought was they were antioxidants and they whatever that does. But vitamin D is actually, I hate it being even called a vitamin.
A hormone. It's a hormone.
It's a vitamin D per se is a prepro hormone. It gets metabolized in the end to a hormone. But it is a precursor, but if you don't have the precursor, you can't make the hormone.
Right.
And so, we're not doing pharmacology with vitamin D. We're satisfying a deficiency. Now, what scientists fight over is what is that deficiency? The mainstream scientists that come out of the Institute of Medicine basically are saying the only deficiency associated with vitamin D or bone is abnormal bone growth. They say we don't believe vitamin D has any other function other than that.
That's so foolish. I mean, you know, this is what frustrates me about the medical orthodoxy. What they need to start looking at the evolution of our species to understand the role that sun exposure and cholesterol and cholesterol sulfate and the downstream hormones that are produced, including vitamin D and 25, what role they've played in our evolution. How can they say that all its only role is the role of vitamin D is pleiotropic in the body? It's amazing.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is what I argue with. It's interesting. If you go to the Institute of Medicine Committee in 1997, when they had their first committee and there were people, I wasn't on that committee, by the way, but people like Mike Hollick and Robert Haney and Bess Dawson Hughes and Connie Weaver, these people made the low recommendations, okay, in 1997. But, and basically, because all the evidence they had at the time was bone. I don't, you know, so what's unified about that group is that now they recognize their error, their ways.
Uh-huh.
And they've all come back and said, you know, if they go out on the trail, you can look at their lectures. They all said, yeah, we made a mistake. But the new committee that was formed in 2010, it's like they locked them in a room and locked their brains together and said, you guys can't talk about any other thing other than skeleton.
Right.
And the ones that were on that committee in 97 have been converted away from that. The ones in 2010 are like in lockstep. You know, they want what they call randomized control trials to be done. And we've gotten away from the process, but we're running a randomized control trial right now in the study that we talked about. But it's a very expensive.
Yeah.
And there is nobody who, except for the government, okay, who is going to pay for a randomized controlled trial. We've run them in our own studies here on women's health and pregnancy.
Right, right.
They cost $5-7 million
right.
to do maybe 500 patients.
And let's face it, the only organizations that are willing to belly up and spend that kind of money are the companies that have an investment in a drug that's patented, that they stand to make billions of dollars over years. So there's nothing in the public interest here, is what's happening. We have to take a break. I've got questions about the research. We're talking right now with Dr. Bruce Hollis. We're talking about the role of vitamin D in the progression of prostate cancer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755. 539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise
wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just a reminder, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical and All American EFX Sports. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about them. We're talking with Dr. Bruce Hollis. We're talking about the role of vitamin D in the progression of moderate to less aggressive prostate cancer. So did you look at the serum levels of 25-OHD in these individuals that were supplementing with 4,000 IUs a day, Dr. Hollis?
Yeah. We always measure what the blood levels are when they start. They have to be monitored. In this case of this first trial, they had to be monitored every month. There's the Food and Drug Administration monitors these trials, and they're, you know, from past, I don't know, they say past experiences, but we've never seen the only toxicity of vitamin D is would cause blood calcium to rise and urinary calcium to rise, and we have never, ever seen that happen on the doses of vitamin D we're talking about.
Right.
In fact, you have to be, as far as we can tell, your intake would have to greatly exceed 20,000 units a day for long periods to even begin to have to worry about that. But anyway, the FDA worries about that, and so they make us monitor. So, yes, we knew what their levels are. And some of the interesting things that we saw was is that the levels in were all over the place. Even some guys who had prostate cancer, their 25 vitamin D levels were, some of them were 40 nanograms. I mean, they weren't, that were coming in. I mean, so, but, and some of these responded to our treatment. And they respond, we hypothesize that they respond to our treatment because you need the parent compound, vitamin D itself, which is eventually transformed into 25-hydroxyvitamin D. That compound stays in your blood a long time, but it's bound by a carrier protein, where the parent compound, which comes into your blood and leaves within 24 hours, if you don't get more, has to be replenished on a daily basis. And that compound can slip, in lieu of a better word, can slip into the prostate gland and be utilized within the gland on its own.
Ah, interesting. So was there a correlation between the non-responders and their ability to convert more of the cholecalciferol to 25-hydroxy?
Everybody responded pretty much the same. I mean, if you're a person of color, you know, black people suffer an inordinate amount from diseases. It's always been attributed to poor medical care, and I'm sure that's some of it, but that's not all of it.
Right.
A lot of it, we believe, has to do with not only in prostate cancer, but diabetes and all the other things that they disproportionately suffer from is probably due to their inherent lack of vitamin D because they're black at these latitudes. They can't utilize the sun. And, you know, as a population, their vitamin D levels are just half of what white people are. Just because they can't utilize the sun as efficiently as
they have to stay out in the sun longer, and in fact that's part of the evolutionary process. Their skin is darker to protect them because they were evolved under greater sun exposure, but as a result of that they produce less D in the sun.
Yes, and it doesn't matter if you're on the sub-Saharan plains of Africa, but it matters a great deal if you live in Boston.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, they. To answer your question, what we saw was, at least in the preliminary data, that the people who had the highest vitamin D levels were often the ones who responded better to our treatment, meaning they responded better to a better outcome of having their cancer regress than the ones who started at a lower amount. I mean, we don't know if that'll hold up, but, I mean, that was one of the initial observations we saw.
Did you see an elevation in 25-hydroxy and everybody that supplemented with
everybody that, you know, these are, you have to assume that they're doing what you say, which is taking the vitamin every day.
Right.
But since these people have cancer, they usually tend to be pretty motivated.
Mm-hmm.
And so as far as we could tell, and if we broke them down at the end and we looked at everybody, meaning even though the black people started with half the levels at the whites, in the end, at 1 year, everybody had the same level.
Oh, wow.
Meaning that if you take 4,000 units a day, okay, it's enough to override any lack of sun exposure you're going to get on a daily basis.
Gotcha.
So you can go in the sun, but if you want, you say it's for yourself, you said your vitamin D levels are 60 or 70. If you put twice as much vitamin D on your skin, you're not going to get twice the level of 25. It's going to go up maybe by 10 or 15%. It's regulated.
Right. Well, through the skin, it's regulated even more so than taking it orally, or some researchers use intramuscular injections, which I don't understand why they do that. But the skin actually has a better feedback process of regulating how much 25-hydroxy is produced from both the pre-vitamin D and the D3. So that's one of the nice things about skin being in the and you know, that's why, quite frankly, we become very, very sun phobic. But the best way to get your vitamin D is the way we evolved to get vitamin D, and that's to spend time in the sun.
Yes, I agree, but it's really not a feasible way to get it year round.
I agree.
You know, and so you can't do it.
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to just kind of walk down a path that I learned from Dr. Chris Masterjohn, who's now over at Brooklyn College. That he's a vitamin D researcher also, and he's working on this idea that everybody has a sweet spot for vitamin D levels, and parathyroid hormone could actually be something that can elucidate that sweet spot. Well, I want to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Bruce Hollis. Stay tuned.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to Brooks
brookscubic.com right now.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Satisfaction.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Bruce Hollis. We're talking about vitamin D and prostate cancer. So what about this notion that there might be a sweet spot for different people, you know, based on where they evolved sun exposure and so on, where there is, you know, there's this notion right now that, oh, you know, the sweet spot is 50 to 80 nanograms a milliliter. But we really don't know that. It's different for everybody. Dr. Chris Masterjohn is working on some research right now to elucidate the relationship between parathyroid hormone and vitamin D levels to try to find where a person's sweet spot is. You think that could potentially play a role in having more consistent results with vitamin D research?
Yeah, I mean, parathyroid hormone is in the old been known forever as a with vitamin D as a controller of skeletal homeostasis, meaning that blood parathyroid hormone causes calcium to be taken from bone and put into the circulation, because circulating blood calcium has to be just pristinely maintained, or you wouldn't be alive. And so, this has been studied a lot in populations. Looking at the relationship of vitamin D in the blood and how much parathyroid hormone is in a given population, you can't use parathyroid hormone as an estimate of what your vitamin D would be, because there's too many factors influencing vitamin D other than parathyroid hormone. It's probably vitamin D affecting the secretion of parathyroid hormone. On an individual basis, I mean, I know I have another friend who has prostate cancer who titered his own vitamin D levels to where he wanted his parathyroid levels to be maximally suppressed. And this particular individual told me he was taking 12 or 15,000 units of vitamin D a day. This was an MD who had, I was kind of surprised, and this is several years back, but this is how he was doing it. Being an MD, he could do it himself. He could order the test and have it done. I mean, these tests are not inexpensive to have this done,
right?
And that's one of the problems.
But looking at both, I guess maybe I misstated this, looking at both 25-hydroxy and parathyroid hormone to find that sweet spot of optimal supplementation, as you just pointed out that this physician was doing, really.
Yeah, but it would be trial and error. You'd have to have repeated measurements to find that.
Okay. What about calcidiol? We don't talk about calcidiol, but some say that that's where the real magic is in vitamin D.
No.
Okay.
There's a company that's making this called Rialdi. It's a company in Canada. The truth of the matter is calcidiol, which is 25-hydroxy vitamin D, has been around. It was discovered in the lab of Hector DeLuca in Wisconsin, I think, in 1967. Upjohn, Wisconsin then sold the rights to Upjohn Company in the early 70s, late 60s, and they didn't do anything with it. And there was another company that had it called Organon that functioned with it in the 80s and 90s, and finally they let it go. It's an intermediate, okay? It has its place, meaning that in cases of intestinal malabsorption, where you can't absorb vitamin D and you have to get it from other, like your skin absorption. But the problem
calcidiol
is that it's an intermediary. And as a biochemist, you do not bypass body's control points just because you can.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense.
Huh?
That makes perfect sense.
And
that's what's wrong with the pharmaceutical agenda. They isolate something because they feel that's what works, and they forget about the relationship of other upstream and downstream metabolites that actually are playing a role as well.
And I happen to think that the parent compound, vitamin D, has, and I know for a fact in some things that it has its own role, and not to put it into the body would be an enormous mistake.
One last question before we take a break, and then when we come back from the break, I just want you to talk about what you hope both clinicians and lay people take away from your research. But Dr. Stephanie Seneff, MIT researcher, she seems to think that more of the magic lies in the sulfated version of vitamin D, and we're ignoring this, and this is something that only can come from the sun, sulfated 7-dehydrocholesterol.
7-dehydrocholesterol.
Right, right. So what do you think about the sulfated version
of
vitamin 3?
We looked at, I've been looking at vitamin D sulfate since the 70s, okay, and in various, and we've looked at this, and do I think they exist in the circulation? Yes, I'm positive they're there, okay? I have no idea what their function is,
gotcha.
But this I do know, okay, is that if we would make these compounds and would give them back to an individual, at first we thought these compounds would be a reservoir for such as estrogen sulfate for estrogen, and it turns out we could never show that it was, meaning if we gave vitamin D sulfate or 25-hydroxy vitamin D sulfate back to an individual, we could never find it be converted back into the active hormone.
Gotcha.
Okay, so I don't really buy the theory of the sulfated stuff. And keep this in mind, okay? In the end, all vitamin D has to be activated through its cellular receptor, which is, we haven't talked about calcitriol, but that's the end point of all activation for vitamin D, 125 vitamin D. It all has to go through that in the end. And if you have a sulfate group on there, it will not fit into that receptor.
Mm. Okay, let's go a little long. Talk about calcitriol now.
Calcitriol is one of the most potent steroid hormones known. I mean, it's used. That's the hormonal form of vitamin D. So when you give vitamin D, it goes into your body and it's transformed into 25-hydroxy vitamin D calcidiol, as we talked, and then the body will take that and make one more transformation into calcitriol, and that's the compound. It's the hormone. That's the compound that causes the activity to happen and for everything, control of protein synthesis through the genomic interactions and, control infections, control cardiovascular events, control skeletal events, oncogenesis, everything. That's where it all acts through.
So why aren't we supplementing with calcitriol?
Because you would kill yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
So calcitriol is produced on demand, it sounds like, right, when it's needed.
Yeah, it's a very controlled reaction. It's been looked at. I mean, they spent 20 years. Companies spent 20 years trying to make compounds they called analogs of calcitriol that would be – you could fight cancer with by administering them. But before you die from the cancer, the compounds would kill you from generating hypercalcemia.
Okay.
So you can't control the side effects.
Gotcha.
The body has to make what it needs.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, we're going to take our last break. When we come back, I just want you to summarize what you hope both – I want you to speak to clinicians first and then to lay people. I want you to tell them. Because unlike the other shows, I guess you realize I let the authors of studies get on and talk about their research instead of me having somebody spin it into something that attracts more listeners but also panders. So I want you to tell people what to take away from the research. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketocana banner ad today. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of creatine
free alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Meal today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Cut my leg into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Bruce Hollis about vitamin D and prostate cancer. So, Dr. Hollis, talk to the clinicians first who listen to the show. And we have a lot of them, believe it or not. What do you want them to know about or take away from this research?
Well, I mean, my own private care physician is very, I mean, I have a concierge practice, she's very adamant about measuring vitamin D levels on all of her patients every year, even though I tell her myself I don't need it measured because I can do it myself in a lab. She's very adamant about doing it herself. So she's very progressive in this respect, and she believes in what vitamin D is doing along the whole scheme of things. And if I want to talk to clinicians, is don't dismiss these things out of hand because of what you had heard about other vitamin studies. This is different than other vitamins. Also, it's incredible to me that the organizations like the ones that control the OBGYN and, you know, and the family practice, they basically all judge their recommendations on what the Institute of Medicine says. These institutions, the Institute of Medicine, as far as I'm concerned, is totally unimaginative. They ignore a lot of studies in in lieu of, they want to see randomized controlled trials, which are never going to be done in the case of vitamin D. You can't do them. They're drug protocols, not for vitamins. And so don't dismiss these things out of hand. Make sure your patients have enough. Measure vitamin D in them. And basically, when I suggest when a patient comes into a clinician, you can ask them one question, if they're vitamin D deficient. Are you taking a vitamin D supplement? I don't mean a Centrum or a one a day. I mean, are you going and taking a couple of thousand or whatever you're doing? And if they say yes, then you could probably measure a vitamin D test on them. If they say no, you would assume, okay, they're deficient. I mean, basically, they will be deficient.
Yeah.
And you assign them something to take, and then 6 months later, you come bring them back and you say, okay, now we're going to measure you. And if they're okay, on that particular dose, they'll be pretty good forever. You probably won't have to do it ever again.
What do you consider a good place to be in vitamin D serum levels?
You know, I mean, I'm 50 to 70 to 80 nanograms. You know, it's not crazy. It's what normal humans, but you know, in full sun exposure are. I've seen levels in fully sun exposed people with no supplementation of 100 or greater. You know, I mean, just naturally are there. And for the patients whose physicians don't want to measure, you know, there's things you can do yourself. You can go to a website, I believe Vitamin D Council, and you can purchase a blood kit where you stick your finger and drip a drop of blood on a piece of filter paper and send it back to them, and they will accurately measure that and tell you what your level is.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, they're good. ZRT is good. There are several good labs now that will, for $35, and you're right. It's called a Wattman blotter. It looks like an old book of matches.
Yeah.
You put four or five drops of blood on it. You send it in, and within a week, you get an email back with your level.
With your level.
Now, talk to the individual out there who's listening to this show because they've been told they have a low grade. Prostate cancer, the doctor said we're going to be vigilant and we're going to watch it for the next year, and they're not supplementing with vitamin D right now.
Well, then you do it, then you start taking yourself. And like I said, okay, 4,000 units, we're limited on what we could do. So 4,000 units is all the FDA basically approved us to do. You'd probably want to do more than that. There's nothing wrong with taking up, first of all, you have cancer, okay? You probably would want to take up to, say, 10,000 units a day. It will not hurt you. If you're worried about that, you can discuss it with your physician, and all you would have to do is go in and pee in a cup and have your urine calcium monitored. And if your urine calcium is fine, you have no problems.
Right, right. I think it's wonderful research that you're doing, and I applaud this kind of discussion, and I applaud your openness to, you know, share these stories about people that you've been in contact with that have used vitamin D. And I'm in complete agreement with you. I think that we have gotten so much vitamin D historically from sun exposure when we were a more agrarian and or laborious population. But today we sit under fluorescent lights for 8 hours. We sit in our car for 2 hours, and when we sit at home in front of the TV for the rest of the day, you know.
Yeah, I'd like to just one last story that was an email I get
please, all the time.
But this particular individual went to his urologist. He had a diagnosed with a Gleason 7 prostate tumor. So he discussed with his Johns Hopkins trained urologist. And said, okay, instead of going for the surgery, I want to wait for a while and watch. So he also told the physician, I'm going to take 20,000 units of vitamin D a day. And over the next year, his tumor totally regressed to the point they couldn't find it anymore.
Wow.
Now, this is not going to happen for everybody.
Right.
One of the things that we want for this research is maybe our research will alleviate a lot of, the ones that can be treated with vitamin D and will get better are the ones that don't need to be cut. And the ones that are more aggressive and don't, they're the ones that need to be dealt with. But it'll eliminate a lot more surgeries that probably wouldn't be done. And then there's cases like this but in this particular case, the tumor apparently just disappeared.
Now, this may be a very naive question because I'm not a well-educated individual, but does BPH, do you think vitamin D plays a role in BPH as well?
I don't, you know, I have no evidence to suggest that.
Okay. I didn't want to put you on the spot. I was just curious because I just, you know, BPH is another big issue right now. Listen, thank you so much for making time to be on the show today.
You're welcome for having me on.
Take care. So there you go. Great, great information for those of you out there who are worried about prostate cancer or have been diagnosed with a Gleason 6 or less tumor in the prostate and you and your physician are watching it. Make sure you're getting vitamin D in your diet. Or better yet, try Primal D. I hate to pimp my product, but, I mean, topical vitamin D is a great way to get it delivered. So primal-d.com. And, in fact, we have a coupon right now, Flash $59.95. You can save $20 off what is essentially a year's supply of vitamin D. Also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour for the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to coachrobregish.com today to learn more. And thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow.